What happens when a Catholic deacon matches wits with a Catholic radio show host? You get a marriage made in heaven. They may not always agree, but they're always faithful. It's the Aikens with their View from the Pew on Modern Day Radio.
And welcome to this episode of View from the Pew. I'm your host, Brenda Aiken, and joining me as always is the man who has finally admitted defeat when it comes to the heavy yard work, the good deacon, Scott Aiken.
Oh, I have to groan because I had to move in the seat here as I'm getting ready to take this humility bullet like I need to.
Yeah, you need to explain what happened here.
In my almost 59 years, which will be coming up here in about a week or so, I will finally come to a point in my life where I realize I am not the young guy I used to be. And so I was cleaning up the yard and raking all the leaves and throwing trash cans around, and ooh, my back went out. So my lower back. Yeah. So I came in to the credit of God that he can maintain this son he's created to the point where the son goes to his wife. And I'm talking about me being God's son to you. I come to you and I say, you know what? I think it's time we need to hire a gardener.
For me, it was obvious that was the issue because you quite literally were walking crooked after having done all of that work. Your back is definitely not the young back that it once was.
I was listing to the left.
It's hard to admit. We're getting to a point, not that we are old by any means, but we are definitely starting to notice this transition and inability to do things quite the way that we did when we were younger. Our ability to recover, you nursing a cold right now, It's taken you a long time to get over it. And I'm feeling kind of the same way, that as we age, our bodies just don't react quite the way they did. And it's a new reality that we have to come to grips with. And, you know, our guardian angels are probably, you know, your guardian angel was probably out there with you going, you can't lift that. I can help, but you cannot lift that.
I think my guardian angel rejoiced when I said what I said to you. It was kind of the keys moment for my dad. I remember when my dad handed me the car keys after having been in a little fender bender. And he goes, son, he said, I can no longer drive. Mm-hmm. And I thanked him so much because he knew that I didn't want to go through a fight with him over when he needed to let go of the car. Well, that was my keys moment when I said to you, okay, I'm not going to be able to do this gardening like I used to be able to do and all the other things I have responsibility for. So in humility, yeah, that was a big shift for me this week.
You know, and a big part of that too is we typically would have a lot of hands around the house that would get out and help you. And I think maybe because they were around so much longer that we had the children to help us with the kind of the heavy lifting and the yard work, and our son pretty regularly took care of the yard for you, that we are making this transition now to doing a work that many hands used to do, because our children, they're not children anymore. In fact, we have no underage children. They're all in their 20s now, in fact. And we're making this transition now to being parents of adult children. It's a weird transition. It's like realizing you can't lift the heavy things like you once did. And we realize we can't be the exact same kind of influence, or we don't have the exact same kind of control over their decision-making that we once had.
Right. And I think it's a matter in our humility of getting older that we come to that point where we will be led where we do not want to go, and someone else will dress us, as the Old Testament says. And I'm kind of at that point where, well, somebody's putting on my shoes, maybe not dressing me the rest of the way.
I will say this. I loved all of the parts of motherhood that I've experienced when they were just those little babies, and then they were toddlers. And then when they got a little older, we could participate in so many more activities together and go see things and take in ball games and have these great conversations with them. And now that they're adults, wow, I am finding a whole new relationship, especially with our daughters, that we are connecting in ways that we had not ever had an opportunity to be. And again, I'm reminding of myself, though, when they say or do certain things where I typically want to jump in and tell them how to do it or how to correct it or what they should decide, that it's all merely suggestions at this point in their lives. And they're learning and they're making great decisions. And we get to be a part of that, that I appreciate so much. And that is what brings us to today's show. Tyler Blansky is our guest today. He has a new book out by Ave Maria Press called Find Your Fight, Rugged Wisdom for Faithful Dads Who Refuse to Settle. Oftentimes, women feel undervalued in their role as motherhood and offering up a career in order to stay home. Well, Tyler is pointing out that, well, fatherhood is starting to get that same kind of a stigma, that men are thought to be at work, rising the corporate ladder, and that fatherhood is the lesser part of who they should be. And Tyler's pointing out there's so much more about fatherhood that's not appreciated these days. So we're going to talk more to him about his new book and how to find your fight.
And when we come back, I'll share a little bit how my back is in recovery and my mind is made more full and clear as to what I'm going to be doing in the future as a father.
So we got a great show ahead for you on this week's View from the Pew. Stay with us.
When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, days I'm gone. Not so self-assured. Change my mind and open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate.
Please join me, Monsignor Gerard O'Connor, and the listeners of Mater Dei Radio as we pray for the intercession of Saint Michael the Archangel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in our battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, Prince of Heavenly Hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
For more prayer resources, and to let us know how we can pray for your intentions, please visit us online at materdeiradio.com/prayer. Or call our prayer hotline at 503-285-3737. That's materdeiradio.com/prayer.
Are you looking for something to do this autumn rather than raking leaves? How about making plans to donate your old car to Mater Dei Radio? In fact, we'll also accept the donation of a truck, van, RV, or boat. It's quick and easy and a likely tax deduction for you. In the process, you'll be supporting a faith-filled broadcast reaching thousands of listeners every day. It's Mater Dei Radio's vehicle donation program. Check it out on our website at materdeiradio.com. Now, doesn't that sound better than raking leaves?
Family life can be hectic, but God can be found right in the middle of it. So take a moment for this week's View from the Pew.
And whether you are changing diapers or leading a big team meeting, there's a new book that's going to remind you that fatherhood, well, it's not a detour from greatness. Tyler Blansky knows how this feels, and in his new book, Find Your Fight, Rugged Wisdom for Faithful Dads Who Refuse to Settle, he talks more about how, well, you can be great right where you are. Tyler's joining us today to tell us more about his book. Good morning, Tyler.
Good morning, Brenda. Thank you for the warm welcome. I'm glad to join you today.
Well, this is great. Find Your Fight. It seems like every day in society for dads, it is a battle, and it is a battle between good and evil, and dads are trying to lead their families and their children into the glory of God's light. I want to talk more about this book because you get real, you know, focused on the role of the father in both the workplace and in his family. But first, introduce yourself to us, your family, and tell us about Minnesota Catholic.
Yes, thank you, Brenda. The Minnesota Catholic, I'm a publisher of a magazine that just brings Catholics together here in Minnesota. It's very family-focused, just a joyful monthly Catholic lifestyle magazine. I never thought I would get into magazines and publishing. In fact, before we became Catholic, I thought I was going to be an Anglican priest and went to seminary. And part of our story was was just realizing, wow, we need to become Catholic. We need to have be open to life. And before I knew it, I was up to my eyeballs in this vocation we call fatherhood.
I love how you said that, because you're referring to fatherhood as your vocation. Could you really see the hand of God guiding you towards this, going, it's not going to be in this direction, but over here, this is a different vocation that I want for you?
Yes, yes. It was a surprise. I think, you know, it's not like with any young men, at some point I wanted to be a dad, but I grew up thinking that to follow Jesus, you had to be radical. And I thought it had to be urban. I didn't think it could be suburban. I didn't think it could look like having a home and a yard and a minivan and driving your kids to soccer practice. I thought it should be urban and kind of vagabond. And in my youth, I grew dreadlocks and wanted to fight homelessness and be an Anglican priest. And so somehow becoming Catholic led me to living what seemed like a pretty ordinary, some would even say boring, suburban life. And yet what I've been learning over the years, to my surprise, is this is anything but boring. In fact, this is actually where the rubber hits the road. And I wrote Find Your Fight just to encourage other men who might feel like they're tired or overwhelmed, just driving their kids everywhere, helping kids with homework, trying to squeeze a date night with their wives into the weekly calendar, something that they'd actually read, and it might give them a nudge to keep going.
Tyler Blansky is joining us today as we get ready to know more about his new book, Find Your Fight. Well, you get right into this book, Tyler, by talking about how there is this tension between being that grizzly bear kind of a person and then a teddy bear. Let's talk a little bit about this, because it does seem like depending on the moment is going to tell the world what kind of bear you're going to be.
Yes. I think thinking of a grizzly bear, when we think of sainthood, we think of people that really stand out with extraordinary, exceptional stories. I think of, you know, I watched a movie of St. Francis where he rejected his materialistic father who was running a business in a village, and he strips naked and runs into the forest to follow Christ. And as fathers, we just don't have the luxury of stripping naked and following St. Francis into the forest. We actually have to be more like St. Francis's father and actually build businesses and build homes and provide for our wives and children. It might not look like the life of a fierce grizzly bear. It might look soft and domesticated, but it's actually, I think, the front lines. Settling down is anything but settling. It's getting off the bench.
Tyler, did it feel like you were calming down, though, in a way that maybe was difficult for you, because you had these great ideas of serving God and the homeless and just taking on the whole world, and that just shifting all that to focus on your wife and your family, was that a difficult thing for you to give up one dream for another?
That's a great question. Yes. And I tell the wild and stormy tale in Find Your Fight. In the opening chapters, I share how after we became Catholic, I was the DRE at a local Catholic parish. I loved it in many ways. It was my dream job, but I couldn't provide for my family. We couldn't afford braces or to go out to eat. And one day when our minivan broke down on the side of the road, and it was a hot summer day, my wife was just in tears. My kids were screaming in the back seat. That's the day I found my fight and realized I needed to, as a father, part of my vocation was strangely, almost ironically or paradoxically, not to do full-time ministry anymore, but to actually get to work doing something that might not have been interesting or fulfilling for me personally, but that would fulfill my role as a father. And that's when we left everything behind. We sold our home and used the equity to start a business. I would not recommend doing that. It was very stressful. But we moved into a small 700-square-foot apartment. It was in a rough neighborhood. And we just we lived on spaghetti and noodles for months and months while I built the business so that I could bring my family to a better place and become the dad I needed to be, providing for my family not only spiritually, but also just in the bare necessities of life.
Tyler, it does seem, though, in this world, and it almost sounds like the argument that many women have had to kind of work through in their own lives, where they have given up careers in order to be stay-at-home mothers, and they feel undervalued. Do you feel that in our culture now, fatherhood is being undervalued?
Absolutely. In many ways, a father is laughed at, looked down upon. People are very hesitant to praise fathers for what they do. In the book, Find Your Fight, I call them flyover saints. And it's kind of based on this idea. The book really is written for middle-aged men, most likely middle class in middle America, who are just stuck in the middle of everything. And I've really come to see that even if you're a middle-aged dad in the Midwest, you might be in a flyover state, but this is not a flyover opportunity to become the saint that God is calling you to be. It might not look radical. You might not be homeless and traveling or be a missionary to Africa or trying to climb Mount Everest or some other distant hill. But right here with driving your kids to piano practice and trying to pick up some groceries on the way home from work, that's where Christ forms us and is actually building his church.
The book is titled Find Your Fight, Rugged Wisdom for Faithful Dads Who Refuse to Settle. It is available through Ave Maria Press. The author, Tyler Blansky, joining us with me as we open up this book a little bit. Well, let's talk about the book and what people are going to find in it. I love these chapter titles. Babies Broke Me, Why I Mow the Lawn, and Our Lady of the Grasshoppers. Dive into this book a little bit with us and tell us what readers are going to be able to find.
Yes, absolutely. Find Your Fight, it's not a parenting book. For most men, the raw experience of fatherhood, especially in the early years with babies and toddlers, it's only marginally related to parenting hacks. The daily, lived boots-on-the-ground experience of being a dad as a vocation is more a question of providing for your family by getting up early, going to work, making money, seeking to keep that spark alive in your marriage and the romance going as the years plod on, and really working to build friendships with other dads who are also going through their 30s or 40s or 50s and are up against some of the same challenges that you are. And then fatherhood also, way beyond just parenting, just hurdles a man into a thousand different civic responsibilities that all dads do, whether it's coaching Little League, mowing the lawn, volunteering for a pancake breakfast, helping to fund the new parish roof. So the book, a lot of nonfiction will be one topic that you can read in the introduction, and then every chapter kind of proves the point. I wanted Find Your Fight. It's a small paperback. I wanted it to be wonderful to hold, easy to read, and beautiful to have at your bedside, but where every chapter would be fresh and different, coming at this from a totally different angle, and really unexpected approaches.
Oh, I encourage all of our listeners, what a great book for every dad in your life. And just, have that gift available to give them. Tyler, this is a great book. There is so much more in the pages. I encourage our readers to check it out. Where can people find a copy of your book and read more about Minnesota Catholic?
I would encourage folks to go right to Ave Maria Press's website. And you can just type in Find Your Fight. It's great to support Ave Maria. You can also go to Amazon and grab it there. If you want to connect with me, I love hearing stories and swapping tales. My website's just tylerblansky.com, and I try to write everyone back promptly And I love the connections that happen, not only here at home, but abroad.
Oh, well, fantastic. It is a great book. It is sure to be a favorite for fathers, and I appreciate your time today, Tyler.
Brenda, thank you so much.
We as a society, I think, for a long time, have not valued the role that fathers are in the lives of their children. We think about how women's role in the caring and raising of children throughout history. It was like the husband left for work, the mom stayed home, took care of the kids. Well, so often now today, both parents have to work and they come home together and both parents are raising the children and both parents are taking care of a household and doing the chores and making dinners. And the fathers put children to bed just as often as moms put children to bed. And somehow that role of caregiving doesn't have value, at least not in a secular world. I could never do your job as a father. I just don't have it in me because I don't see the world the way that you do. Do you find now that your role as a father is not as valued as it once was?
I think it's come to a place maybe moving from value to dilution. It's been Our roles have become so indistinct or indistinguishable as men and women in a lot of these functions that families still have to wrestle with. Families are still going to be families as they've been for since millennia past. But as we apply our masculinity or femininity or lack of applying that at times, it becomes convoluted as to what's my role? What do I do in the house? What do I do in the family? How do I contribute to the family? How do I love the family? And I think the church always brings us back to center when we set politics aside and we set the aspirations of a progressive world aside to know that the Holy Family clearly describes the roles of father and mother. And it was Joseph who provided in the time of need. It was Joseph who made the decisions with the gift of the Holy Spirit at that time to decide we need to move. We need to move back to places that we have come from, that we might not feel compelled right now that we want to move back to, but other than the Holy Spirit saying you need to go back to Egypt, as an example. Those are hard decisions. Mary, in obedience, went with him because he was head of house. Well, when I bless homes today, oftentimes it is a challenge to bring that up, to say, I want to bless your home and I want the head of house to carry a crucifix ahead of me into each, inviting Jesus into each of the rooms that I bless. And the husband and wife might look at each other for a moment. And I look at them and I said, and I hand the crucifix to the man. Mm. Whether he believes he's the head of house or not, that is your office, if you will.
Okay.
As we are given priest, prophet, and king by our baptism, we're given the offices of Christ. There are offices of responsibility in a family. Who's the father? Who's the mother? We're not half father, half mothers coming together to make whole fathers and whole mothers. We are fathers and we are mothers coming together to make a family. And the more that we can come back to embracing that confidently as Catholics, I think the more we'll be able to stand in the fray to say, masculinity has a role. Femininity has a role.
Mm-hmm.
And as we raise sons in this day and age, we need to make clear their responsibilities have significant aspects that they need to be growing up in and be aware of, not by society's rule, but by our faith's understanding of family's rule.
Scott, with our own children, they have probably told us this more times than we can count. The way that things are today are not how they were when you guys were growing up, Mom and Dad. It's just different. Mm. Do you find in your role as a father, is it different how you are with our children versus the way that your dad was raising you?
I do not.
Really?
I feel very confident to say that. I do not. I have taken what my dad has raised me in to be this man that I am, and I have, I think, added to it and it's a gift we've given our son. And, you know, our son is the youngest of four kids. The other three are girls. And so how does my son come out as a masculine individual amongst a house full of women? And my role is to make that distinction clear for him, that your role as a man will be expected by society in many ways to do X, Y, and Z. I want to prepare you for that and give you skills to face challenges when those come forward as a man in a society that has, one, been demasculating men, and two, still has this undertow of expectation that men still need to do X, Y, and Z. And that dichotomy is what I think our children are facing today. But I am grateful for the clarity that my dad has given me and his dad has given him. And I've just handed on to my son. I see it growing in him and in the work he's doing in the Marines, mm-hmm. the work he's doing as a person who is willing to stand in the fray and defend those who need help.
So then how is that role of being a father and passing on expectations to a daughter different than what the expectations are that a father would pass on to a son?
Yeah, I think in terms of what I share with our girls is I provide an awareness that in the expectation of how they interact with their future husbands, or that they, as they search for those future husbands, that they ought to find men who are willing to anticipate, as it says in the gospel, and to anticipate one another. Well, as men, we should be anticipating our spouses, and as the spouses both anticipate one another, but men, this is called chivalry, and I think it's been overshadowed by a false premise that that is somehow a negative, when in fact, chivalry is a surrendering and a underpinning of the woman who carries the responsibility of birthing life into a family and then doing the day-to-day work, as you mentioned just a moment ago, that it takes to raise that family. And I think that's the role of the man in that case in the masculinity is to be the subordinate to that need and yet be the head of house. And I just think it's beautiful when we see it in the right light of the church, how that can happen, where a man can be a masculine figure, but can be this subordinate lifting of the spouse, the woman, and the children in a way that isn't this overt, I'm in control. And I think that's the only way that's tethered properly is through faith and through seeing that through the lens of the Holy Family, I think.
That's right. That is not an easy role to be a man today. And even more difficult is trying to raise the men of the future. Scott, before we go today, will you end us in prayer?
Lord, we thank you for your certainty in who we are. Help us to know that more clearly as we are created man and woman. For those who struggle, we ask for a peace to come upon them to recognize that you have created them in joy and in hope for a future in their life that they have yet to fully realize. Help us to step into that future together as church, as community. And we do so by turning to you and asking for your blessing in your holy name, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
And that is going to wrap it up for us this week. Please tune in next week as we share with you more stories about our faith, our family, and our view from the pew.
God bless and have a great week.
You've been listening to View from the Pew, a weekly look at faith and family life from a Catholic perspective with Deacon Scott and Brenda Aiken. For more information on the Aikens and to listen to an archive of their previous shows, visit them online at materdayradio.com/pew. View from the Pew is produced at the studios of Mater Dei Radio in Portland, Oregon.